Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's broadcast. And as I always say, it's a pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And you know, I always say that is a good thing. Because in these days, if you think about it, how many Bibles are there? How many different versions of the King James Bible are there today? Most people you ask that question to, they really don't know. They say, oh, there may be the new NIV, or maybe the American Standard. Yeah, that's a few different versions. That part is right. But there's over 50 versions of the King James Bible that has been written up today, and more than that as we speak. The Old Testaments has been rewritten more than 80 times. The New Testament has been revived over 50. And all these different versions of the Bible, which one is the most accurate? You can bet your bottom dollar it is the original King James Version. So when you look in the introduction page and find out which version you read, it tells you, translated are the original tongues. And that's what you will see in the original version. Now, most of the black people and indigenous people that were taught the Bible back years ago, in order to keep the slaves in check, they had a different Bible. That's right. It was totally different from the regular Bibles that we read. It was gotten together by the British slave masters to control India and the black slaves here in America. They said the slave Bible in the 1800s, they omitted key passages that could incite rebellion. Rebellion, you think about, huh? Okay, rebel against the old master. Well, they have one on display now in the city of Washington, D.C. It's on a special exhibit. It's centered in a rare Bible edition from the 1800s that was used by the British missionaries to convert and educate slaves. Now, would most of us call that education, being taught wrong? Well, some people do, those that are in charge. Now, what's noted about this Bible is not just its rarity, but its content, or rather a lack of content. It excludes many portions of text that might inspire rebellion or liberation. Anthony Summitt, an associate culture of the Bible and Religious America in the museum, says that the first instance of this version was titled Parts of the Holy Bible, selected for use in Negro slaves in the British West Indies Islands. It was published in 1807. And about 90% of the Old Testament is missing. I had mentioned that before. And 50% of the New Testament. Can you imagine that? 50% of the New Testament is missing. Smith says, put it another way, there are maybe 1,189 chapters in a standard Protestant Bible. This Bible contains only 232 sections. Smith says passages that could have prompted rebellion were removed. For example, the verse that says, there is neither Jew nor Greek, neither is there bond nor free, neither is there male or female, for ye are all one in Yahweh the Son. That's in Galatians chapter 3, verse number 28. That was omitted. And verses that were reinforced in the institution of slavery, including the most famous pro-slavery verse that many pro-slavery people would have cited, says Smith, were kept. And this is one. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart, unto us Christ. That's in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 5. It's really something to think about, manipulation to control you. It was the intent for use among enslaved African Americans in the British West Indies, which is the modern-day Caribbean, or so-called Jamaica. He says, Smith, there were several theories behind editing and omitting so much of the Standard Bible, but the main thought came from facts that farmers in the West Indies were opposed to the missionary work with the enslaved Africans on their land. This can be seen as an attempt to appease the planter class, saying, look, we're coming here. We want to help uplift materialize these Africans, but they were not going to be teaching them anything that could incite rebellion, Smith says. Coming in able to be able to educate African slaves would prepare them one day for freedom, but at the same time would not cause them to seek it more aggressively. The Bible is on loan in Fisk University It looks like it's in Nashville, Tennessee, and has been in the museum since it opened in November of 2017. The university says only three copies of this Bible are known to exist, and one of Bibles is on display in Washington, and it's the only copy in the U.S. Smith says the museum decided to create the exhibit, The Slave Bible, Let the Story Be Told, because the attention of the visitors were already given it an artifact. From the very beginning, the people have been shocked to see it, Smith says. It's drawn a lot of interest. In fact, all the items have on display here as possibly have been talked about among our guests. And while the exhibit tells the story of what's inside the Bible, it also gives people a chance to reflect and respond to the material. One of the points of the exhibit is that time and place really shape how people encounter the Bible, Smith says. What I mean by this is people don't look at the Bible or approach the Bible to read the Bible in a vacuum. They're shaped by their social and economic context. And as people came from multitudes of backgrounds, Smith says, on how they encountered the Bible can greatly form a person from person. Well, the exhibit will, I guess, affect them differently, depending on who they are. He also says, I hope people take away a greater appreciation for that and may be self-reflective to the more congestionized of why you read something in a certain way, he says. If people can better appreciate that, then maybe they will better emphasize with others. Well, that's something to think about. If you want a black Bible, I guess you can get it if you go to Washington, D.C. and get re-educated in the Word. But I don't think you have to go that far, because you can get the Word right here in the Voices of the True Israelite, consistently, as we bring it to you from the King James Bible, the original version, not the altered version, not from the Slave's Bible. That is really something to think about, that the British people altered the Bible. It's enough to take your words away when you're listening to something like that. When I first found this passage, or this note, it almost knocked the socks out of my shoes. That's really something to think that that was done. Anyway, this is why we tell you we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. We always come to you live, always, coming from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word and learning how to connect the Bible's books, your health, foods you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. Remember, we do all this because you have not. This is information you came to seek, and you now found it in the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Gadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. I think we need to tell Mr. G. Edwards about that. Maybe he knows we have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current time of that class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class at 12 p.m., which would be nice to visit. And we have an online class from 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address to use that and a Tribe Yada on the search line. And after clicking on it, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. In the other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindred, to the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, bring an offering, and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. and also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures which are read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, live. Also for building a school, which is very well needed with the bad teaching and all these Bibles that are going around here. To build a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar is there to help keep you and family and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words to get there, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have a couple of email addresses the listening members can use. The first is tribeyadav@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh Online. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international phone number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. But also, in calling this number, please do not call trying to teach. You will absolutely not receive a response, just a dial tone. Remember, it tells us in the book of Sirach, 6 verse 6, it says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless, but have one counselor over 1,000. Could you imagine 6 cooks trying to make 1 cake? What the outcome would be, I have no clue. Also, by calling this number, you can inquire about the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we'd like to mention, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you very well know, the CEO is pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos that most of us have seen. Even now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call this number trying to teach, you will just hear a dial tone. Also, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, not to worry. You can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m. today, except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Choose the program you are late logging into, or at that point, pick any day that you would like to listen. Now, another good note you might want to know, during our normal Broad Talk broadcast, we are also transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find this is where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. And online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, riding a shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than 2 text questions answered at a time. And you will find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahweh be with you all. But one thing to remember, when we're giving scriptures to speak by the seer, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahweh will always flow smoothly, remembering that we are online with hundreds of thousands of listeners that want to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. Remember, we were told, we are the children of Yahuwah. We are the blessed peacemakers, which is said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. So in knowing this, we will say in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, it says, Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace as in all covenants of the saints. So we will pass our program back to our seer Israel, and let's get our program started. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You know, the program was already started. You had to have it on in grand style, and that's the great thing. So the program is already got started. And, you know, feel like every time when you see any signs of that progressive leadership is on display, it makes the seer happy because we know one thing, this is a big job, and when they get this down pat, then Yahuwah will show the next hand, just like he'll show all the land and whole direction and all that good stuff, and just waiting on the ones that can really see this thing unfold as it is. But I want to piggyback on a lot of that good stuff they all just said, but let me find out who's going to be on stage for tonight's episode part number 147. I definitely want to give a little piggyback on some of that good stuff we just got through hearing. So let's see who's going to be on stage besides the old Elder riding shotgun in this episode 147. Let's see who else is going to be on stage. Well, I see the young lion. The young lion, Brother Micaiah, Israel, tribe of Yada, Judah. He's on stage. So see if we bring him up and see if we meet and greet Brother Micaiah Israel, young, up-and-coming teacher out of Camwana, hoping that he's taking notes, studying these notes, and, you know, said to the sweet one, hey, what you doing? I ain't doing nothing. Come on, let me rehearse the righteous act with you on a couple of these verses. I want you to read it and tell me what you get out of it, and I pass some of this good stuff to you, but get you in order, but we can be in order with the Almighty. That's what it's all about, see, right? Remember, one thing, we got a better half. The better half, folks, be honest. Hook, line, and sinker on what you own. They supposed to every now and then say, hey, what you own, my Yahuwah? And you say, well, I'm on group 116 through 18. What about you? What do group 116 through 18 say? Well, we'll find out in a few more minutes what it say then. Let's see if we bring the young lion in. So Mr. Young Lion, a loud voice, you say, young lion, tribe of Yahuwah, Judah. Yahuwah be there, see you right now.
Yahuwah bless you. See you, Israel. See you, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Young lion, well, you know, I just threw a verse out there on the table, so you might want to find that verse, because, you know, when you tell us the better half, come on, let me rehearse the righteous act with you. And then, you know, and then she might say, well, what is the righteous act? And what's my part in the righteous act? So you give me some root 1, 16 through 18, after we see if we find out who else going to be on the night, episode 147. How about Mother E? Mother E. One of the mothers out of Camp 1, tribe of Yahuwah, Judah. Mother E, Yahuwah bid you that seed right here.
Yahuwah, bless you still, Israel. Of seed, Lord. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, that Mother E. All right, that's Mother E. She ready to go. We know Mother Z already sent it up there, getting ready to address the national audience a little bit later, over 500,000 plus. So we'll save that for a little bit later for Mother. Look, got so many notes that came on the thing, Mother Z. What are you saying? See, Israel, when are you going to introduce us? We the one packed the network. Well, let us say thanks. We know you packed the network. We know that already. So, but the broadcast ain't about you. It's about the Six Anointed Camps. We know you all here trying to catch the old seer and the Six Anointed Camps and something. But, you got a long wait on your hand. So, McKay, let's see how we're going to do take 147. I made a couple notes on the elder, and I want to take a look at that, but I know I need me some Matthew 10:19 to get warmed up. What do Matthew 10:19 say, young man?
Book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 19. Verse 19 reads, "But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you should speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak."
Mm-hmm. But say, Latter-day Saints, we is not going to deliver you up as long as you say something good about all nations. Well, Latter-day Saints, I said something good about all nations, but you want me to say it out of the Bible, right? So if the Bible supports all nations, I said something. I don't have no problem saying nothing good about anybody if the Bible supports it. So that's no problem with me saying about what you just said. But what we're going to do, we're going to get us some Luke chapter 12, verse 12 there. So, McKay, what that say? Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
Now, this is a tough job ahead of us, young lion. And the book called Judges 5:11. Can you help me out in 5:11? Let's see what Judges 5:11 say.
Okay. Going over to the book of Judges. Chapter 5, reading verse 11. The book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 11 reads, "They that are delivered from the noise of the archers of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of Yahuwah, the righteous acts toward the inhabitants of his villages in Israel. Then shall the people mm-hmm. of Yahuwah go down to the gates."
Mm-hmm. So then you're going down to the gates after you rehearse the righteous act. After you rehearse the righteous act, then we're going down to the gates. So that's what he's saying. So we clear, you're going down to the gates after you rehearse the righteous act. So otherwise you can't, order a nice glass of cold spring water and say, hold it wet. So the only way you're going down to the gates, you got to rehearse the righteous act. Now what is the righteous act in Luke chapter 1, verse 5 and 6? So you got to first rehearse the righteous act. So what do the righteous act say in Luke chapter 1, 5 and 6?
Verse 5, 6, and 70.
What can we read in Luke chapter 1, 5, 6, and verse 70? What does it say there, young lion?
Okay, going over to the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 5, verse 6, and verse 7. Verse 5 reads, "Then was in the days of Hiram, the king of Judah, a certain priest named Zacharias of the court of Abia, and his wife was of the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth." Verse 6, "And they were both righteous before Yahuwah, walking in all the Torah instructions and ordinances of Yahuwah blameless." Verse 7, "And they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren."
Hold on there, young line. After 7:0.
Oh.
7:0.
All right. Verse 70. Verse 70 reads, "As he spake by the mouth of his righteous seers, which have been since the world began."
So when according to verse 70, how did Yahuwah speak there, young lion?
By the mouth of...
According to verse 70.
The book of Luke.
So that's how he spoke.
The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 70. "As he spake by the mouth of his righteous seers."
How long ago?
which have been since the world began.
So that's how he spoke, huh, young man? And what did he say? What did he say in Amos 3, verse 7?
Okay. Going over to the book of Amos. Chapter 3, verse 7. Amos, chapter 3, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the seers.
And what did he say after he came in the body at 25:24 of Luke?
Going over to the book of Luke, chapter 25, verse 24. 24 reads. The book of Luke. He said the book of Luke, chapter 25 reads. Then he said unto them, O fool, and slow of mind to believe all that the seers have spoken.
But what did he call them that slow of mind? What word did Yahweh use, the Son use, when you slow of mind? What do Yahweh call you? What?
Verse 25. The book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 25. Then he said unto them, O fools.
What?
And slow of mind to believe all that the seers have spoken.
And what he says in Acts 15:15.
Going over to the book of Acts. Chapter 15, verse 15. The book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 15 reads. And to disagree the words of the seers as it is written.
He said, the first thing you do, you agree with the seers. What kind of way?
And to disagree the words of the seers as it is written.
Right. It is written. He says, the first thing you do, believe the seers as it is written. He said that is your first step. And if you do not believe the seers as it is written, 24:25 Luke says what?
Okay. Book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 25. 25 reads, then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of mind to believe all that the seers have spoken.
As is written. So when we read the book of Sirach, now Sirach is a seer. Let's see what Sirach says in 10, verse 1 and 2. Let's see what Sirach said. Now he said, listen, when you see it come out the seer's mouth as is written, go with it. Don't ask nobody to your left, nobody to your right. When it's broke down to you, just go with it. That's what he just said. Go with it. Now that means you up under the will of your mighty one. Now what he says in 10 verse 1 of Sirach.
Book of Sirach. Chapter 10. Verse 1. Verse 1 reads, a wise seer will instruct his people, and the government of a prudent man is well ordered.
A wise seer will instruct his people. He will show them what the Bible is saying. Then he'll sit there and watch you. Let's go and see what he says in the 37th chapter, verse 23. So,
going to book of
37, 23, what it say?
Going over to the book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse 23. 23 reads, a wise seer instructed his people, and the fruits of his understanding fail not.
So, That is some profound information that we need to know. And what happened in first book of Samuel, verse 9, let's read 9:9. First book of Samuel, we're going to look at the first book of Samuel 9, verse 9, and then we're going to skip down 9, verse 9. Then we want to read what it says in verse 19 and 27. Let's see what it says in 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 9. Then skip down to verse 19 and 27. What did he say there, young lion? Come on.
It's 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 9, verse 19, and verse 27. Verse 9 reads, before time in Israel, when a man went in to inquire of Yahweh, thus he spake, come and let us go to the seer. For he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer. Verse 19. And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me unto the high place. For he shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let you go, and will tell you all that is in your mind. Verse 27. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, bid the servant pass on before us. And he passed on. But stand you still a while, that I may show you the word of Yahweh.
So he told Samuel, told Saul, the king to be, hey, Mr. King to be, you just stand here, let me show you the word of Yahweh. Let me see what was he working with in 2 Kings 22, verse 8 and 11. What was he working with in 2 Kings 22, verse 8 and 11? What was he working with that we can read?
Okay, going over to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 22, we want verse 8 and we want verse 11. Verse 8 reads, and Hilkiah, the high priest, said unto Shaphan, the scribe, I have found the book of law in the temple of Yahweh. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. Verse 11, and it came to pass when the king had heard the words of the book of the law that he rent his clothes.
And what made the king rent his clothes? What made him rent his clothes in verse 4? What made the king, after they had unshowed the king, we know you're the king, the president, and all that. What made him rent his clothes that we can read in verse 4?
The book of 2 Kings, chapter 22, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, go up to Hilkiah, the high priest, that he may sum the silver which is brought into the temple of Yahweh, which the keepers of the door have gathered of the people.
So the king thought about him being the king, everything should go by him. But when he read the book, he said, no, king, I'm going to go by you. And king read that and said, God, dog, you mean I've been out of order? Yes, you've been out of order. Read verse 4 again. So he rent his clothes because of what reason? And verse 4 again, 2 Kings 22, verse 4.
2 Kings chapter 22, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, go up to Hilkiah, the high priest, that he may sum the silver which is brought into the temple of Yahweh, which the keepers of the door have gathered of the people.
Oh, so the king supposed to follow orders like everybody else. Everything runs through the seer. That's what the king found written in the book. So in Genesis chapter 14, verse 19 and 20, so they were reading this book, and they found something in the book in Genesis chapter 14, verse 19 and 20. something they found in that book that they was reading. And what was that that they found in that book in Genesis 14, verse 19 and 20?
The book of Genesis, chapter 14, verse 19 and verse 20. Verse 19 reads, and he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High Yahweh, possessor of heaven and earth. 20, and blessed be the Most High Yahweh, which had delivered your enemies into your hands. And he gave him tithes of all.
Ain't that something? Yeah. He says, the Most High is the one that delivered you from your enemies. And Abram won't know, well, what can I do? Behind him delivering me, I have 300 men, and I will get four or five big dignitary nations. And Yahweh delivered them into my hand. He says, well, what can I do for Yahweh? And what did he say again in verse number 20?
Verse 20 reads.
Genesis chapter 14, verse 20.
Verse 20 reads.
Work with a little bit there, our young man. Work with the old seer a little bit, because the seer is on something. He's just going by the Luke 12. So help the old seer out there a little bit. What can we read in 14, verse 20, since we know the Most High was in the picture? And Abram knew he had a 300 high servants. And he knows when he got back from the battle, he still see the 300 servants. So he said, well, God dog, I whooped everybody, got a lot of brought back all the goods everywhere. What can I do to, you know? And what did he say in verse 20?
The book of Genesis, chapter 14, verse 20. Verse 20 reads, and blessed be the Most High Yahweh, which hath delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave him tithes of all.
You see that? So you see, they found the book, and that's what the king got excited about, because the king said, hey, wait a minute, I hope we make sure I got my 10% right. So he found out he was out of order. He got in order. See, let me tell you something. If we get in order and you reflect the Bible and you hear what the seal says as is written, then just do what is written, and your blessing will come exactly the way Abraham's blessing came. Now, Paul was at the great big southern temple, and he pulled that verse. He pulled it. Let's see what Paul said that we can read. Give me half of it in Hebrews 7, verse 2. Give me enough just to work with and skip down to verse 4.
Okay. Going over to the book of Hebrews.
See, hold on, let me get in there. See, a wise seer will instruct his people, because you have a game sales going to come all kind of ways and try but the game sales is going to be, the game sales is going to be in Maccabees 1:11 down to verse 15. Hey, Mother E, let's talk about the game sales for a minute. The game sales, now, first book of Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 11 through 15. Let's talk about the game sales. Come on.
The first book of Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 11 to 14.
To 15. Yeah, make it 15. Let's see how the game sales operate, Mother. What we're going to do, we're going to take a look at what would the game sales do? When you show what the Bible says, what do the game sales do there, Mother? Maccabees 1:11 through 15.
First Maccabees chapter 1, verse 11 to 15. Verse 11. In those days went there out of Israel wicked men who persuaded many, saying, let us go and make a covenant with the nations that are round about us. For since we departed from them, we have had much sorrow. Verse 12. So this device pleased them well. Verse 13. Then certain of the people were so forward hearing that they went to the king, who gave them license to do after their order of their nations. Verse 14. Whereupon they built a place of exercise at Jerusalem, Judah, according to the custom of the nations. Verse 15. And made themselves uncircumcised and forsake the righteous covenant and joined themselves to the nation and were sold to do mischief.
So they made themselves uncircumcised in the brain because they went with the flow. They ignored what the fear showed them, and they went with the flow. They showed one thing, and the seer told you what the Bible says, but then you let somebody get in your ear and then cut your blessings down by somebody getting in your ear. So but how they operate, Mother, and Jude read next to Revelation 1, verse 4, how do they operate? See, we got to know, according to the Bible, what to look for when the floodgates bust wide open. We got to be clear what to be looking for from the page of the book. We can't do St. John 7:24, judge according to appearance, because we're going to make a mistake on appearance. We have to have something else more sufficient, and that's the word of Yahuwah. So, Mother, in Jude 1, verse 4, can you help those see it out in 1, verse 4?
The book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, for there are certain men created in unaware, creeping in unaware, who were before of old ordained to his condemnation, and Yahweh the men, turning the covenant of our Yahweh into vanity, and denying the only denying the only Yahweh and our Yahweh the Son.
So, Mother, what is he telling his brother Jude? That name is really Judah. His brother Jude is Judah. What is he telling his brother that he said keep a keen eye on? What can you break down? I'll tell you what. Let Brother Micaiah break that verse down. What is he telling his brother Judah, which they call Jude, which is really Judah? What is he saying in 1 verse 4, Brother Micaiah?
The book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 4, what he's saying is that...
What is he saying is that
a certain man that's unaware, that people don't know about, that was here before. He's saying that was man that was old. He's saying that, but these people, they still here today. They here today. But they ordained to do some condemnation tools. Some Yahuwah man. They in some people that some Yahuwah man. And what he's saying is that these type of people going to be trying to turn everything that's of Yahuwah, you know what I'm saying, his teaching and his mercy into the things of Satan the devil. Saying they were these the ones that's going to be having us trying to deny Yahuwah, deny what we're going through today. He's saying these spirits out here today.
But he made a profound statement. He said that they will do something that we can read. We want to see what you bring it out, young line. They'll do something. But they said it. He said that they'll do something. He told his brother, Judah, they'll do something that we can read. And I want you to bring up that number one hit you know, what will it do that we can read out of that 1 verse 4?
Okay, I'm looking at a couple of things here, but I see in the beginning when he said a certain man creep in unawareness.
Oh, right there. That's how they'll come in. They'll creep in unaware. They'll creep in, they'll be skinning and grinning with you, you know. They'll even sit down and break bread with you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do all the things that make you happy. But they're creeping unaware. And then he'll drop that bomb on you. See that? But see, that's why you got to watch the front page of the book. You know, that's why you got to watch the front page. But they'll come in, you know, smooth. They'll creep in upon you unaware all the time. They kind of are. Hey, mother, let's run to 2 Timothy 3. You give me 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14 down to 17. And Bill McKay, you have me 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 7, 12 through 14. See, listen, the land is before north, east, south, west. Yahweh going to do a big thing for the six anointed camp. But now you got to watch the one that's going to creep in unaware. You have to have the record. You have to have the record to be read. Don't look at the parents and what they say out their mouth. Watch their actions on the pages of the book.
Mm-hmm.
Watch them from the pages of the book. They will show their hand as it is written. See, they'll come in with all types of unaware moves they'll make. And then what they'll do, mother, before you read that, come back to Jude 1:19. Come back to Jude 1:19 before you read 2 Timothy 4:14-17. Before you read that, give me that Jude 1:19. See, remember one thing. When you drop Luke 10:19 on table, Luke 12:12, you don't know where you're going in the lesson, but Yahweh already know in advance. So go with the flow. Because you remember, when you're obedient to Yahweh, then you get a chance to have you some sweet sleep when you're obedient to Yahweh. But when you want to do your own thing, and you want to, I got to pull a rabbit out of the head behind that. Brother Micaiah, in the book of Jeremiah 31:26. See, you can tell when you're not doing Yahweh's bidding. This right here will be on your agenda. 31:26. What it says in Jeremiah 31:26. This is when you know, this is when you're not doing Yahweh's bidding. 31:26 says what?
The book of Jeremiah chapter 31. Verse 26 reads, upon this I awake and beheld, and my sleep was sweet unto me.
I guess so. See, when you don't have, when you're always trying to come up another way, 10-1, your sleep will not be right. Because you always on, you up to something, and he'll made it plain, Brother Micaiah, he made it plain in Acts chapter 5, 38 and 39. He made it plain that we can read. Somebody made it plain. See, we lose a lot of sleep, and we always come up short. But understand, Yahweh made it plain in verse Acts 5, 38 and 39. Make it 38 and 39. He made something plain that we can read. Acts 5. 38 and 39. What
does
it say?
The book of Acts, chapter 5, 39, verse 38 reads, and now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught.
Go ahead.
39. But if it be of Yahweh,
you cannot overthrow it. Least happily you be found even to fight against Yahuwah.
So what he trying to tell you? He's telling you stop losing so much sleep. The six anointed council of bosses over two is right, because you can't win this. You're going to lose a lot of sleep. You're going to grade extra before your time, because he's telling you, if the six anointed camps is not about Yahuwah, don't worry. It'll come to nothing. But if you're going to try to your best to always drop a quarter, drop a dime, put a backbiting statement in, you don't want to lose. That's what he's trying to tell you. In the 11th chapter of the book of Numbers there, young lion, what he says that he made it plain in 11:23. See, what happens, you know, the six anointed counts to do the big thing and thus says Yahuwah. But this has already been ordained to happen. So you cannot stop this. You can't stop this ministry. This ministry is going to excel, and it's going to be a base to break the back of the hypocrites, and big dignitaries are going to fly in all over the world, sit down with the six anointed camps. So you can't stop this. You're losing too much sleep trying to overthrow something. You don't know whose hand is really in it. Numbers chapter 11, verse 23 says what?
The book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 23. 23 reads, and Yahuwah said unto Moses, is the Yahuwah hand waxed short? You shall see now whether my word shall come to pass unto you or not.
So you see, Yahuwah hand is in this. But if his hand not in it, just sit on the sideline. You know, don't be a quarter dropper, or what they call it. You always want to pass a statement, because you're going to lose big time, because this ministry is ordained by the hand of Yahuwah, and you're going to see it on both, and nobody can stop this thing. None of these big camps, none of these big dignitaries, which would say Latter-day Saints, I am not going to repeat that. So, now, Mother, let's go back and let's get that first Timothy, second Timothy again now. Now we'll look at what it says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, came down to verse 15. See, we clear that Yahuwah's hand is upon this ministry. And that's why we're trying to get the six anointed camps to understand one thing. When you hear the scripture, you don't have to have a second witness if you hear the scripture. Now, someone will come to you outside of the book. Did you read me that verse already, Mother, in Jude 1:19? Did you read it already?
No.
Okay, what did it say? What did it say in Jude 1:19?
Okay, let me go back. Yeah. The book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 19. These be they who separated themselves sensually, having not the spirit.
Mm-hmm. So these are the ones that is very emotional. They separate, they emotional, they very effeminate. They are effeminate and they emotional. They always get excited. So them the ones, they separate themselves and they'll try to separate you. And how you tell how they operate, they very emotional. And they very effeminate. Thank you. Effeminate. Okay, good enough. Now, let's go back to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14 on to 17, that mother. Let's see what that says.
2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 14 to 16 or 17.
Take it down to verse 17.
2 Timothy chapter 2. Verses 14 to 17. Verse 14. Oh, these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Yahuwah that they strive not about words to no profit, but to strive for this heresy. Verse 15, study to show thyself approval unto Yahweh, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Verse 16, but shun profane and vain babbling, for they will increase unto more unyahwaliness. Verse 17.
Mm-hmm. Now what are you saying?
And their word would eat as do a canker or worm, a canker or whom is he, hey me. And
do you know what a canker worm can do to a canker worms can do to a bush or a tree? They can do damage
mm-hmm.
to it. So you say you gotta mm-hmm. walk them. That's why you gotta walk the one that got got a lot of tongue and cheek, and they got no book to work with, but they sound so good. It's just like a canker
mm-hmm.
worm. A gang of them and some, they can convince you big time if you let them continue to talk with you with no book open. See, they can convince you to ignore what we just got through reading, that the book says one thing, and then you mess around and get caught with a bunch of canker worms in your ear so bad you can't figure out what's going on, but they keep telling you. The Bible tells you what to believe. They're going to do everything they can to try to stop this ministry. But Yahweh's hand is in this ministry. You're going to see it unfold itself. All the game says, okay, up front, they're going to lose. But we try to get the anointed camp to understand canker worms is on their way. And they're going to be very convincing, but with no book open. Oh, it won't be no book open. It's going to be all tongue and cheek. 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 through 7, 12 through 14. Listen good, Brother Makai, you're on the clock now.
Okay. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verses 1 through 7 and 12 through 14. Verse 1 reads, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come too.
Mm-hmm.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves,
yeah.
covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, Incontent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Verse 4, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5, having a form of Yahweh-liness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6, for of this sort are they which creeping and lead captives silly women, leading with sins, lead away with divers lusts. Verse 7, every learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Verse 12, yes, and all that will live Yahweh and Yahweh's son shall suffer persecution. Verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Verse 14. Continue you in the things which you have learnt and has been assured of, knowing of whom you have learnt them. Hallelujah.
So, you know, like I said again, when you let the Spirit of Yahweh lead your lessons, he'll run you to the, you know, I had plenty of stuff already packed up that I want to say, babe. I got to first get Yahweh part of the way. I'll skip down to Romans chapter 1, pick up verse 17 to 32. 17 and 32, then we'll see which way to go after that and get back on what they found in them books. They found some in them books, see, right? But Romans chapter 1, verse 17 and 32 says what?
The book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 17, 32. Verse 17, read.
Well, I'll tell you what, just take it. Well, take it down to verse 32. You got the cavalry. They coming to the network as we come over. Mother dear Israel said, see, you know, I'm here. I got my eye on the young line, so tell the young line, get that out the way so we can get something going on. 17 and 32,
bring it. Book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 17 down to 32. Verse 17 reads, for therein is the righteousness of Yahuwah revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Verse 18, for the wrath of Yahuwah is revealed from heaven against all un-Yahuwahliness and unrighteousness of man, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Verse 19, because that which may be known of Yahuwah is manifest in them, for Yahuwah hath showed it unto them. Verse 20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his internal power in Yahuwah, so that they are without excuse. 21, because that when they knew Yahuwah, they honored him not as Yahuwah, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish mind was darkened. 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. 23, and changed the honor of the uncorruptible Yahuwah into an image made like to corruptible man, into birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. 24, wherefore Yahuwah also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own minds to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. 25, who changed the truth of Yahuwah into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Verse 26, for this cause Yahuwah gave unto Baal affections. For even their
Baal affections. Wait, hold on there, young lion. Get that word in. Baal affections. That mean when they talk now, they talk with vinegar in their mouth. They always a backbiter, murmur, and a complainer. They got foul statements come out their mouth. That's how they roll. Foul, they foul.
Verse 26. For this cause Yahuwah gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Verse 27. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burnt in their lust, one towards another, man with man working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. Verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain Yahuwah in their knowledge, Yahuwah gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Verse 29, being filled with the unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers. Verse 30, disobedient to parents. 31, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Verse 32, who knowing the judgment of Yahuwah, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only to the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
Implacable. The word is implacable. He says, see, he said, now the ones that have that kind of spirit, see, now Paul was raised from the womb in 1:16 to say that from Yahweh the Son. He said, if anybody you know got that kind of spirit on them, what did Paul say they worthy of in that last verse?
Book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 32 reads, mm-hmm. Who knoweth the judgment of Yahweh, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
What do you mean I have pleasure in it? They love to hear a statement pertaining to the six anointed camps of anything that don't go right. And mm-hmm. then they love to make a call and say, yeah, that will happen. That's the spirit that they enjoy hearing if they can hear something miserable about the six anointed camp. Their spirit will rise up from Satan, the devil, and they get happy. But Yahweh told you the end of it. Now, Paul wasn't through talking. He wrapped it up in 6:23. Romans. He wrapped it up. What did he say? What did Paul say? Remember, Paul raised from the womb to tell you this. So if you're around people that have this kind of spirit, Yahweh is telling you. And that means you got pleasure in it, because when they entertain these spirits with no Bible on, they just got their opinions on it. Yahweh telling you from the mouth of Paul what they worthy of in 6:23. Or Romans, what it say?
The book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 23 reads, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of Yahweh is eternal life through Yahweh the Son, our Yahweh.
Well, it don't need me saying no more behind that. That's pretty good. I mean, you know. You see how we piggyback off the elder? Elder puts them on the table. We just piggyback off them. See, that's how the spirit of Yahweh operates. You might have opinion with your mind, but the Yahweh will tell you what he wants you to hear. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when it times. Hey, Mother E. So that's when you go to, let's go to the 9th chapter, verse 40 and 41 of St. John. We're going to bring Mother D up Israel in there. You see, I mean, listen to see it. Now, get me on the line if I can help out, you know, because I like when everything's going right. No doubt about it. Hey, Mother E. Hey, what is the thing that we can read? I forgot what I said. What verse did I just say?
St. John chapter 9, verse 40 and 41.
Excellent. What do it say that, Mother E?
Okay. St. John chapter 9, verse 40 and 41. Verse 40. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? Verse 41. Yahweh the Son said unto them, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say you see, therefore your sins remain.
Hey, that's a, I know really, that do piss me. I am a backbiter, murmuring, complainer. I'm always trying to hear something that's negative about the six anointed camps, and I get happy. I mean, that spirit is on me. When Yahweh came to the end of it, ain't gonna be good for you. And then the one to the end of the end, ain't gonna be good for them too, being the end on it. We can go on and on with it, but we ain't. Read me Titus 1:16, then we're gonna bring Mother D up Israel in on take 147. What it says in Titus 1:16 there, Mother E. What can we read? I mean, we take it back off of what the elder said. Early part showing you manipulations on the table. You got a lot of manipulation on the table. But how are you going to catch it? Only way you'll catch manipulation, you got to make sure you follow the rules of the Bible, and that's how you catch it. You don't catch it by nobody coming for you because they got a long card and they got the gate clothes on. Evil, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. Titus 1:16, what it say?
The book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 16. they profess that they know Yahweh, but in work they deny him, being abominable and disobedient.
Abominable. Hey, mother, they being abominable. He said, they confess they know some Yahweh, but in works they deny him. So what Yahweh got written in his Bible, they act like it ain't no never mind. And remember, they found the book. What was written in the book, then they ran it down, and then even Paul supposed to talk about it a little bit later. We're going to bring Paul in and talk about it, what they found in the book. And Paul said, so they found the book. But in 16, they confessed that they know some Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
But in work, they deny him being abominable. And what, mother? And what else, mother?
And disobedience unto every good work. Reprobated.
What's that, mother? They disobedient to every what?
Every good work. Reprobated.
And the good work is north, south, east, west of the temple of Yahweh. That's the good work. And they act like they don't see the good work that's waiting on them. They ignore the good work that's sitting there. And it is right there. And they ignore the good work. But the work will be done because this is the hand of Yahweh. And if you kept the early part of the tape, you'll get it from 6 o'clock after the elder laid the foundation, and we came behind the elder. So there it is. So that's enough to talk about that. Let's even get Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. Israel saying, now let this is here. Now, you know I want to get in and get on that microphone myself now. How long I got to wait? Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahshua Judah. Yahweh beat you there, see Russia.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, we are laying a nice foundation behind the elder in the early part of the lesson. And they found a book, mother. They found a book in 2 Kings. We might just get a little bit on the table. They found the book in 2 Kings 22. They found the book in verse 8 and 11. Can we talk about it a little bit? 2 Kings 22, verse 8 and 11. They found the book, mother. Because, you know, you be fumbling all around. And you be fumbling all around. You be trying to have a meeting and round table. No. You don't need no meeting, no round table. Just find the book. So they found the book. Let's see what happened in 2 Kings 22, verse 8 and 11. Let's see what's going on that we can read.
2 Kings chapter 22, verses 8 and 11. Verse 8, and Hilkiah the high priest said unto Shaphan, I don't know that name, the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the temple of Yahweh. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. Verse 11, and it came to pass when the king had heard the words of the book of the law that he rent his clothes.
And when he heard it, he done what, mother?
He rent his clothes.
What made him rent his clothes in verse 4?
Verse 4, go up to Hilkiah, the high priest, that he might summon the silver which is brought into the temple of Yahweh, which the keepers of the door have gathered of the people.
Oh, so they found a book that's in 446 of 1 Maccabees. They found a book in 446 of Maccabees. What was going on in that book? They found the book, and they looked at this book. They was watching this book, and 1 Maccabees 4:46. And what did they see in this book, Mo?
Okay.
1 Maccabees 4:46.
First Maccabees.
They was watching his book. So they were watching his book, and then they took and they ran to the king and read the book of the king, and the king got so excited, he tore his clothes up. He ripped his garment up. What did he see in that book that made him want to rent his garment up in 446 First Book of Maccabees?
First Maccabees, chapter 4, verse 46. Verse 46. And laid up the stone in the mountain of the temple in the convenient place until there should come a seer to show what should be done with them.
Ain't that something? You mean what was written in that book that you don't supposed to make a move until when?
The seer comes.
Did that what the book say? Well, you know, I'm a graduate. I got a college degree. But what do the Bible say you do in 446? I got a college degree. You know, I'm a master in everything. But what do the Bible tell you to do in 446? Come on, Mother, give me a little more audio, Mo.
All right. First Maccabees chapter 4, verse 46. And laid up the stone in the mountain of the temple in a convenient place until there should come a seer to show what should be done with them.
I be. You mean we've been making our move by going all around the old seer and all of a sudden one of us always come for naught. And then you always disembobulate everything, get you excited. You don't, can't figure out ups and downs. Your spirit ain't right. And because you know why? We don't want to follow the Bible. If we follow the Bible would tell you exactly what to do, how to do it, when to do it. Now back up, Mother, to 2 Kings chapter 12. We'll get back to Brother Micaiah. Paul pull all these verses. We'll get back to it. And 2 Kings 12, can you tell me what happened, what made the king rent his clothes? So he found out he was out of order for what he was doing. So what happened in 12 verse 4 that we can read in 2 Kings 12 verse 4?
2 Kings chapter 12 verse 4.
And 5.
Chapter 12 verses 4 and 5. And Joash said to the priest, all the money of the dedicated things that is brought into the temple of Yahweh, even the money of everyone that passes the account, the money that every man is set at, and all the money that cometh into any man's mine to bring into the temple of Yahweh. Verse 5, let the priest take it to them, every man of his acquaintance, and let them repair of the temple wheresoever in it breach shall be found.
He said, whatever breach will be found, he pulls it out. He said, what got to be done? And then he pointed it. Then, what happened in verse 9 that we can read? What happened in verse 9? Then now you got the seer's attention. And what did the seer do that we can read in verse number 9?
Verse 2 Kings 12, verse 9. The priest took a chest and bored a hole in the lid of it and set it beside the altar on the right side as one cometh into the temple of Yahweh, and the priests that kept the door put therein all the money that was brought unto the temple of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Well, you might keep on reading. You might keep on reading.
Verse,
keep on down 10 through 16. You might finish that up. What happened next?
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so, when they saw that there was much money in the chest, that the king's scribe and the high priest came up, and they put up in bags and told the money that was found in the temple of Yahweh. Verse 11. And they gave the money, being told, into the hand of them that did the work, that had the oversight of the temple of Yahweh. And they laid it out to the carpenters and builders that wrought upon the temple of Yahweh. Verse 12. And to masons and hewers of stone, and to buy timber and hew stones to repair the breach of the temple of Yahweh, and for all that was laid out for the temple to repair it. 13. Howbeit, there was not made for the temple of Yahweh bowls of silver, trumpet, any vessels of gold or vessels of silver of the money that was brought into the temple of Yahweh. 14. And they gave that to the workmen and repairers therewith the temple of Yahweh. 15. Moreover, they reckoned not with the men into whose hand they delivered the money to be bestowed on workmen, for they dealt faithfully. 16. The trespass money and sin money was not brought into the temple of Yahweh. It was the priest.
Well, so what are you saying by that? If you are backbiting and murmuring, complaining, and you murmur about any of the anointed that been anointed by the seers, then you got a trespass over your head. And the only way you can get out of that trespass now, if you got the ones that have been on record, it's anointed by the seer. And if you have bite back any one of the members,
Backbite.
So if you haven't done any backbite, you got a sin over your head. And the only way you get to say that on your head, it says in verse 16, the trespass money and sin offering was not brought into the temple of Yahweh. It was for the one that you backbite again. So if you can check your records in the brain and find out that you have made a statement by anybody that's been anointed in the six anointed camps, whatever camp you in, you have a sin over your head, and the only way you can get out of it, you got to 3811. Sarah, give me that, Mo. The only way out of it, we're going to show you what the Bible's saying. The only way out of it, look what you got to do. So if you can recollect, and if anybody on the other end listen to your backbiting, murmuring, and complaining, they got a sin on their head, too. So you got to hurt them and hang up. Oh, you ready to backbite anybody in North from 6 North camp, click. Because you will mess around. I gotta pay you. See? 38 verse 11 and so on. What you got to do? Now you want to know how to get out of it. You need to see what WCC say. How do they get out of it? Because we have backbited you too. Well, how do you get out of it? Let the Bible tell it. I don't know. The Bible tell it. See, we just the ones that anointed to tell you what the book's saying. We ain't got nothing written down. See, you hear a small, still voice tell you, that sounds good, and I put this verse to that. And that's what we're doing, putting this verse to that, 38:11. What it say?
Sirach chapter 38, verse 11. Give a sweet savor and a memorial of fine flour and make a fat offering as
Wait a minute, mother. Go back and read that again. You got to do what? When you know that you have been a backbiter, murmur, complainer against any other anointed, do you go to the box and you flip some coins in there? Because you got a brother come to class, he'll coin flip. He's standing way back and he got his so packed he can flip coins and it'll land in that big old hole. You didn't know. You wasting your time flipping coins. You got to do what again, mother?
Sirach 38, verse 11. Give a sweet savor and a memorial of fine flour and make a fat offering.
And make what kind of offering?
A fat offering.
Wait a minute. What kind of offering you make, mother?
A fat offering.
So that right there will check you, because if you know you're a backbiting, murmuring, complainer, you got to do that to get Yahweh to say what in Hebrew. Mother, let me go and see what Yahweh say. Now, once he see all that been done, we going to see what Yahweh say behind that. Now, if you did all that, we're going to see what Yahweh got written. We're going to the 8th chapter, mother, of the book of Hebrews, and we want to find out. If I do all that the Bible tell me to do, now we clear what the Bible said to do. Okay. Now we go and see exactly in the 8th chapter of the book of Hebrews. We're going to see what he said in verse 12. What he says that we can read in the book of Hebrews. Is that what I want? We're going to see what he said. That's all. Because like I said, again, all this is a piggyback off the old hill. So now we're going to see exactly what Yahweh is saying behind all this good talk. What he said in 8 verse 12, we can read, mother.
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 12. Hebrews chapter 8 verse 12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins, and their sins will I remember no more.
Oh, so there it is right there. So that if you ain't did all that, Yahweh still got your sins right there, and he patented it. Mm-hmm. He's the only way he gonna forget your sins, Paul, do all that. Give me 3:19, and then we are back on course again. Give me Acts 3:19. So now listen, the only way, if you can just trace back in your brain and you receive backbiting or you was the backbiter, either way, if you receive it by listening, oh, yeah, good, that happened to you? Oh, my goodness. Then you just as guilty as the one that brought it to you and the one that received it. So both of you got to do the same thing. But Yahweh to say, my child, thy sins, it's forgiven, but do it no more. 3:19, what it say that we can read? Acts 3:19. Now you'll get your timeline.
Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent, you therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of Yahweh.
Romans 6:23.
Romans 6:23. Okay. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of Yahweh is eternal life through Yahweh the Son, our Yahweh.
He said, until you do what the Bible say he did in 147, you got the death sentence over your head. That's what he just said. And he just watching you. And remember, we ain't going to read in first book of Enoch 20, verse 1, all the other spirits do is watch and take notes. And matter of fact, Makai, they do Ezekiel 1:14 and 15. What they do? Do what they do. See, this is what they do. In Ezekiel chapter 1, there we go. In Ezekiel chapter 1, let me show you what they do. All they do is watch you, right? And they do what? In Ezekiel chapter 1, verse number 14, what they do?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 1, verse 14, read. And the living creature ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of light.
Take that stuff. They hear you, go report what you said, and get back to hear you laugh some more before what time?
As the appearance of a flash of light.
Hey! You see what they do? And then they go report on you, get back, just like a flash of light. You say, woo, that's how quick they ran and reported to the Almighty about you and came back to hear you laugh some more. See, you don't know what you're doing when you continue to entertain these kind of spirits. If you're a carrier or you're a receiver, stop both of them because you got to see it over your head. And all the way you can get off over your head is what we just got to read. All right, that's enough of all that. That's real nice. We got that out the way. Now, we did all that to get back to Brother Micaiah. We read about the book. So Paul came to that great big temple. Now, we have made it read back to Hebrews chapter 7, verse 2. So now Paul, he's a learned man in Yahweh. So he went to the southern kingdom's temple. And then he just talking the Bible. What he said in 7 verse 2 that we can read.
The book of Hebrews chapter 7 verse 2. Verse 2 reads, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all. First being by
interpretation. Stop it there. That's it right there. What did Abraham do?
In the book of Hebrews chapter 7 verse 2 reads, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all.
Oh, when did he do that? When did he do that? When did he do that that we can read? Now let's go back and find when did he do that. Now Paul, on the right side of the book, said Abraham gave a tenth of all. Where can we read that at? Going back, pull it back up in Genesis 14, 19, and 20. So when did this happen? Well, that was in Abraham's day. Well, what Paul doing quoting it for? Paul telling you, if you're going to get right in Yahweh, we got to see what they did, and we do what they did. What can we read that at? Genesis 14, 19, and 20.
The book of Genesis, chapter 14, verse 19 and verse 20. Verse 19 reads, and he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High Yahweh, possessor of heaven and earth. Verse 20. And blessed be the Most High Yahweh, that hath delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave him tithes of all.
Robbie, you mean Paul is quoting way back there, 1,000 years in APSD, right? Yes. If you're going to do Yahweh, you're going to have to look at the Bible. And not the game sales to your left and to your right. Mm-hmm. Now, when his grandson came on the scene in 28 chapter, verse 20 to 22, what did his grandson? Let's see, did his grandson ignore that in Genesis chapter 28, verse 29 to verse 22? What did his grandson do? Genesis 28, Genesis 28, verse 20 down to verse 22.
The book of Genesis, chapter 28, verse 20 down to verse 22. Verse 20 reads, and Israel vowed a vow, saying, if Yahweh will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and remnant to put on, verse 21, so that I come again to my father's house to in peace, then shall Yahweh be my Yahweh, verse 22, and this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be Yahweh's temple, and of all that you shall give me, I will surely give the tenth unto you.
That's what he's saying, huh? Now, come on back to Hebrews chapter 7, verse 4 now. Let's see what it says in 7, verse 4. So now we see Paul is quoting his co-fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. But at this time, his name was still Jacob. But in the same token, Paul is quoting them. See, Paul quoting them. So Paul now in Hebrews 7, verse 4, what did he say? What did Paul say in 7, verse 4?
The book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils.
Are you greater than Yahweh the Son and Abraham? Are you greater than them? Then you can ignore this. But if you're not greater than Yahweh the Son of Abraham, I think I behoove you to get on some of this right here. Because there's going to come a day, he's going to say something to you. He's going to ask you, didn't that wise seer had his read to you? Yeah, I heard it. But what messed you up? Huh? What messed you up? Hey, mother, read 7 through 9, Bubba Kai. Mother, meet me over there in 1 Corinthians. Let me see what can mess you up. What messed you up? Let's see what can mess you up after Bubba Mackay reads 7 through 9.
Okay, the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verses 7 down to 9. Verse 7 reads, and without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Verse 8, and here, man that dieth receive tithes, but there he receiveth them, of whom it is witness that he liveth. Verse 9, and as I may so say, Levi also, who receiveth tithes, paid tithes in Abraham.
And read another verse. Levi. What about Levi? Read another verse. What about Levi?
Verse 10. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him.
You mean Abraham paid tithes to Levi, and Levi was in his loins, and that's thousands of years later. So you see how this book would tell a story. Listen, see right here. If you're going to get right with Yahweh, you have to make a decision according to this Bible before your time run out. Abraham paid tithes for Levi, and Levi wasn't even born. Levi's daddy wasn't even born. And Paul brought this to the table, showing what they did in advance. He paid tithes to Levi, and Levi wasn't even born. Not Abraham days. Now, mother, what can we read in 1 down to verse 4? Let's see what we can read. Now, Paul addressing northern kingdom. Yada, they're around too. But Paul is addressing them. Let's see what he's saying in 13, chapter 1 down to verse 4. 13, 1 down to verse 4. First Corinthians 13, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then skip down to Hold on, Mother. Let's get down to 12 and 13, and that should take it away. I'll tell you what. 1 through 4. Wait, hold on. Hold on, Mother. Hold on, Mother. 1 down to verse 4, then read 10, 12, and 13. 1 down to verse 4, verse 10, 12, and 13. Now you're on the clock. Come on.
Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 to 4, verses 10, 12, and 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, chapter 13, verse 1. So I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity. I am become a sounding brass, or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding, all mystery and all knowledge, and though I have all the faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. Verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burning, and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Verse 4, charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envy not. Charity venteth not itself, is not puffed up. Verse 10. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is imperfect shall be done away. Verse 12. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face, now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Verse 13. And now abide faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity.
Read verse 13 again, Mother. Mother, you just dropped the bombshell on me right there in 13. Wait, what'd you say again, Mother? In verse 13?
First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. And now abide, but the greatest of these is charity.
You see the man saying, the greatest thing, the great of all this right here. You can have all the faith you want. You can have all the hope you want and all that right there. But the greatest thing is charity. It's the greatest thing in the eyes of Yahuwah is charity.
Mm-hmm.
You sit on the sideline and you got an alligator arms and you got your mouth going. He said the greatest thing is charity. 5:22, mm-hmm. Mother, what did it say we read? Galatians 5:22. He said now you sit on the sideline and you want to hear something negative about the six anointed camp. You guilty and the one receiving, your conversation is guilty. So both of y'all is in trouble. Up on the eyes of Yahuwah. Now, I don't know who this lesson for. Over 500,000 on the international side on the right side. So I don't know who it's for. We just six anointed camps that bring the message. It's up to you to take heed to what you're in. Galatians 5:22, what it say?
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, the covenant.
Okay. Okay, and what that supposed to mean, Mother D up here, what that supposed to mean in 2 Peter 1:8-10? What that supposed to mean? Now, what do that supposed to mean? What Mother just got through reading, what do that supposed, what that mean that we can read? Huh? Let's go to 2 Peter 1:8-10. What that supposed to mean? Now, what Mother just got through reading, what do that mean that we can read in 2 Peter 1:8-10? Mother D.F. Israel. Remember, we won't know one thing. God again. And 2 Peter 1:8-10. Take your time there, Mother D.F. Israel, and tell us what that's supposed to mean. Sum it all up, what Mother just got through saying. Come on. 1:8-10. Bring it.
2:1:8-10. I got my new Bible, so it's hard for me to get to it. Second,
I know, mother. You're breaking it. You're breaking that book in. I know. I'm breaking that new Bible in. I'm breaking it. It's not gonna smell like a brand new Cadillac at all. I'm breaking that book in right now. Go ahead, mother. Break that book in.
Okay.
1:8-10.
2 Peter 1:8-10, verse 8. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Yahweh the Son. Verse 9. But he that likes these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Verse 10, wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligently to make your calling and election sure. For if you do those things, you shall never fall.
If you do these things, you'll do what, mother?
These things, you shall never fall.
Ain't that something? I'm telling you, if you do these things, you have another on you. See, all we got to do is follow the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
If we follow the Bible, that's all we got to do. You know, follow what the Bible's saying. Then, you know, then if you follow the Bible, let me go pull a rabbit out of the hat. And the 38th chapter of Isaiah. See, that's spirit on Yahweh operating. See, he'll paint the picture for you. You just got to have the right spirit on you. 38th chapter, mother. Let's see what's going on that we can read. In the 38th chapter, let's think of the verse number 1. Isaiah 38, verse 1. See, you want a nub on you. See, that means, but Micaiah, what do it say is that 54:17 that we can read in Isaiah? What do 54:17 say that we can read? That we can read. What it say?
Okay, going to the book of Isaiah, chapter 54, going over to verse 17. The book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse 17 reads: No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahuwah, and their righteousness is of me, saith Yahuwah.
Read that again. What did he say? What did you just read in 54:17?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse 17. 17 reads, No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahuwah, and their righteousness is of me, saith Yahuwah.
Ain't that something? You mean that Bible telling you all you got to do is make sure you got your Yahuwah right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it means when Mother read, you will never fall. All you got to do is do one thing. Make sure you got your Yahuwah right. Now, if you got your Yahuwah right, you know, let them, because their time going to run out on they backbiting, murmuring, complaining, or hearing a complaint to get a, you mean that happened down there in one of them six camps? So both of you is guilty. You guilty for telling it, and you guilty for receiving it. So look here, now you got to look in the mirror and say, God, dog, you mean that Bible said that? Yes. See, it's up to you. He said, Mother read over there in St. John chapter 9, 40 and 41, he said, once you know this and you ignore this, he said, your sin remains. And he, but he was told you how to get out of it, too. So all of them take 147. So remember, the elder going to tell you in a few minutes that if you missed the beginning of the broadcast, catch it later. It's up to you. See, our job is to tell you what he's saying. It's up to you to take heed and look in the mirror and say, how you know I've been a grouch? I'm always want to hear something negative. I'm a backbiter. I'm a murmur, a complainer. I got a problem with wearing fringes and everything. Yeah. What's really going on with me? So he'll tell you. He'll tell you all you can know. It's up to you. Now the elder made some more statements, some profound statements, and we're going to take a look at what he says that we can read. So now he made some profound statements. He said he found the book. Old black Negro book. Yeah, what he said in the early part of the lesson. He found him old black Negro book. Yeah. And that old Negro book, you know, it was ideal for that old Negro. You see? And they make statements in that book, and you don't know how to hear the statement and come out of the statement, then you just gonna pass on what the But see, we are prepared to show you what the Bible's saying. See, we'll let you bump your gums all the way. And when you come up on some now, we'll drop the book on you. That's all. We just see what the book's saying. So now, time is getting ready to run. So let's bring our elder in. And let elder, we'll get to both. Let elder give us clothes and box and bring mother in. And then we'll go in big time. So, Elder Mr. Till, your party statement out of tape 147. Word is listening to you on the clock. Come on.
And once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And it seems like everything was going just fine. I was just ran back listening to me some Yahuwah. Like you do sometimes, and like most people do that have their Bible open, that's following along with what we have to show them from the book, from the actual pages in the book. And I would think that our next time, we might touch a little bit on the etymology, division of the name of Christ, known as Yahuwah the Son. That'd probably be a good subject to top on in brief, because this is a pretty lengthy subject. But right now, we welcome and thank all of you for continuing to listen to our broadcast. It's come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word. Connecting the Bible books, your health, foods you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. All this stuff and more comes from this one book. And this is information you came to seek and have to look no further. You found it now in the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. and the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. Current time of that class is from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, enter Tribe Yada on any search line. After click enter, look for the Big Lion. Right up under that line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. In the other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see the choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us to read the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, that Yahweh loves a cheerful forgiver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to those Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, including myself, in tune with the Bible feast days that come throughout the year. We also have a live program. To get there, just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after clicking enter, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. When you see that red live button, click that, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. But if you call this number trying to teach, you will not get a response, just a dial tone. As I said before, remember what it tells you in the book of Tzurah, chapter 6, verse 6. Be at peace with many, but nevertheless have one counselor over 1,000. Also, you can inquire about our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we would ask, please don't contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you imagine, he's pretty busy with the WCC, that New York station, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos. And now in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call this number trying to teach, you will only receive a dial tone. But now, for those members that have missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch our entire recorded show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter Yahweh Radio Live. When you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. At that point, choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during our normal Blog Talk broadcast, we'd like to mention that Yahweh's story will still continue on Pal Talk, being listed under African American. Well, let's change that. You've listed under ethnic group. Then you look for African American. You will find then the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find this is where Yahweh's Word is also working for your education. Online there to answer those on the table topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs along with the Seer Israel writing their shutdown. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than 2 text questions answered at a time. But when we're given these scriptures to speak by this ear, always remember to be quick to hear and slow to speak so the words of Yahweh flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh and not that of confusion. Remember, we are the blessed peacemakers, We are the children of Yahweh, which is mentioned in Matthew's chapter 5, verse number 9. So at this time, we can continue our program. We will pass our program back to us here, Israel, that the teaching can yet continue. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Listen, Elder, like I said again, we put time in what we're doing, but we led by the Spirit of Yahweh, you know. So it's so much information, and we're going, you know, but this broadcast, take 147, you know, the best part for us to feel is concerned of this broadcast, it's when the mother come on, Mother Z spread some books out and address these national, and it's over 500,000 plus. When she addressed them and just tell them what Yahweh put on her to tell you. That's the best part of the broadcast, as far as I'm concerned. So we're going to go see if we find Mother Z. Mother Z, tribe of Yahdad Judah, one of the mothers out of Camp 1. What a loud voice you say. Mother Z, tribe of Yahdad Judah. Yahweh be there, see you right.
Yahweh bless and keep you, seer Israel, our royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Now, Mother, I know you heard a whole lot on the nice lessons, because we do everything we can according to Yahweh's will. But we know it's you on the clock now. So now it's your turn to address this national audience. So take your time and get in that microphone and address the national audience, what Yahweh put on you to tell them. You on the clock. Come on.
I'm going to read from the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, and then I'm going to go to, I don't know, maybe I'll just read 2 Timothy, chapter 4, 1 down to maybe 15. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. I change you therefore before Yahweh and the Yahweh the Son, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appointed and his kingdom. Verse 2. Teach the word, be in season, out of season, be reprove, rebuke, exalt with all long suffering and doctrine. Verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, shall they heed to themselves, teaching having itchy ears. Verse 4, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto false
fabulous.
Verse 5, but watch you in all things, endure long affliction. Do the work for everlasting. Work of evangelists, wait a minute, endure affliction, do work of an evangelist, make full fort of proof of ministry. Verse 6, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Verse 7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Verse 8, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Yahweh, the righteous Yahweh, the righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearance. Verse 9, do they diligently to come short unto me? Verse 10. Well, I don't know if I can deal with that. But anyway, I'm going to go to and read. I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to go to 1 Timothy 5 and 21. 1 Timothy 5 and 21. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 21. I charge you therefore, Yahweh, and the Yahweh the Son, and the elect angels, that they observe these things, let me go back and read 21 again. I charge you before Yahweh and the Yahweh the Son, and the elect angels, that you observe these things preferring one before another, doing nothing by parallel.
Partly.
No. Verse 22. Lay hand certainly on no man, neither be partaker of other man's sickness. Keep thyself pure. Verse 23. Drink no long water, but use a little wine for their stomach's sake, and their infirmity. Verse 24. So men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment, and some men that follow after. Verse 25. Likewise also, their good works of some are manifest beforehand, and they that are otherwise
cannot be hid.
And I just like to say hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, there, Mother Z. That's excellent. But one thing about it, one thing we do know, one thing. Coming from the mind, coming from the heart, to tell these people one thing. Take a look at this Bible. And hey, you got to be about this right here. You know, got to be about this right here, this Bible. Simple as that. Excellent. All right. Remember, tomorrow's special edition called Thursday Evening. So we're going back to your network, Mother E. We're going back to your network, and we're going to take a look at something. Now, let's see if we piggyback on a little bit on what Hilda brought to the table about this old, this Black Negro book. And they make some profound statements, but they leave out things. But that's why I said we watch everything on the pages of the book. We let them, let the best of them win. They bump the gum contest. So, Mother E, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5 through 8, can you, let's see what they're saying coming out, they kill this out of the Black Negro book that the elder was reading about. He said he got a special book called the Black Negro book. And in this Black Negro book is this right here, Ephesians 6, 5 through 8. Let's see if we can examine that, Mother E. What that say in Ephesians chapter 6, 5 through 8? What it say?
Okay. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 6, 5 through 8. Book of Ephesians, mm-hmm. chapter 5 through 8, verse 5. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, the fear and trembling, and singleness of your mind as unto Yahweh the throne. Verse 6. Not with eye service as men pleases, but as the service of Yahweh, doing the will of Yahweh from the mind. Verse 7, with good will, doing service as to the Yahweh and not to man. Verse 8, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man a woman doeth, the same shall be received of the Yahweh, whether he be bound or free.
Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Esau, just 5-8. Give me Obadiah 1:13. So what? Mr. Esau translated the white man and the white woman. They'll read this to you and say, servants, obey your master. And when they read it out of the Bible, you see that's the Bible they got in their hand. So you clear that you are the servant and they are the master. And they said, don't give us no eye, no look up. Look down at the ground. Don't give us no eye look or nothing. So when they read this to you, then you'll go back and say, that's out of the Bible. And you know we the servants. See, we the servants, and they are the master. So we got to obey them. See? They'll read that to you, and you can't come out under them. But now the Sixth Anointed Council say, Ephesians 5, 6 through 8, but we will look at the Bible in the book of Obadiah, and then we'll look at a verse in Obadiah in verse 12 and 13. But what do we see when we see this Ephesians 6, 5 through 8? We'll go to Obadiah chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. What does it say that, Mother E? What does it say we can read him in Obadiah chapter 1, verse 12 and 13?
The book of Obadiah.
I'll tell you what, read verse 11, make it sound good. Go on, read 11 down to 13 in the closing statement. Give me 11 and 13 in the closing statement, that Mother E, and we'll catch you on Thursday night, blessing day. Obadiah chapter 1, 11 through 13 in the closing statement. Come on.
The book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verses 11 to 13, verses 11. In the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that the stranger carried away captive his force and pardon. Enter into his gates and cast lots upon thy duty. Even thus was as one of them. Verse 12. But thou shouldst not have looked on thee. They are my brothers. In the day that he became a stranger, neither should thou have rejoiced over the children of thy Judah in the day of their destruction. Neither should thou have spoken proudly in the day of distress. Verse 13. Thou should not have entered into the gates of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thou should not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity.
Yes, I'm saying. Oh. So 8 through 10, that Mother E, in the closing statement, they said, he said, Obadiah the seer was writing, when the children of Israel, northern kingdom, went into captivity, southern kingdom too. He said, Esau, you got happy, and not only that, you grabbed a hold of their books, they something, you got all their Bibles. You got the Bible, you got the written records in you. And now you tell them they African American Negro in color, and tell them they will wear the gay clothing, and we believe all that. We believe that we got blessing wearing the gay clothing. We don't believe that fringes is our key to Yahweh keeping a good look. Well, we don't believe it because you don't have your books, and somebody don't tuck your record books. And who did it in 8 through 10 and a closing statement? Come on.
The book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 8 through 10. Shall I not in that day that the Yahweh even destroyed the wise men out of Edom, Esau, and understanding out of the mouth of Esau? Verse 9. And thy mighty men, O Teman, Esau, O mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed to the end that every one of the mouth of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. Verse 10. But they violent against thy brother Jacob, Israel, shall cover thee, and thus shall be cut off forever.
Now, Mother, what you mean is going to come a day that Esau, which is translated day as the white man and the white woman, is going to be what? According to 9 verse 10. According to Obadiah the seer, he said it's going to come a day that the white man and the white woman is going to be what in 9 and 10?
9 and 10. And the mighty man, O Teman, Esau, shall be dismayed to the end that every one of the mount of Esau may be cut off. Be cut off by slaughter. And verse 10.
What that mean, Mother? Hey, Mother, what that mean? By cut off by slaughter. What that mean?
That means they're going to be...
Hallelujah. I know you have either went past or heard about it. You heard of them hogs slaughterhouses. You ever heard that word before? Mm-hmm. Slaughterhouses.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Right.
So have you ever walked past a slaughterhouse and you heard some things in there? Can you recall you walking past a slaughterhouse. And what did you hear in that slaughterhouse? And Mother E.F. Israel, young lion, anybody can help Mother out. Y'all ever went past a slaughterhouse? And what did y'all hear when you go past a slaughterhouse with all them pigs in it? What do you hear?
Yeah, you hear a loud noise. And
like
pigs
what?
Getting killed. Yeah, pigs
like
getting
what?
Killed. Animals getting killed. You're getting slaughtered.
Yeah, what kind of noise you be hearing? What you be hearing?
Squeaking.
Squealing.
What do you be hearing when you go past a slaughterhouse? Oh, I can't get nothing out this place. I can't get nothing happy. Come see up Israel. You don't got quiet on that one, huh? So,
I never went by no slaughterhouse.
I don't know about one. Well, I'll tell you what. So what now? Have anybody in the Six Anointed camps that went past a hog pen or slaughterhouse? Did anybody ever just walk past one? What did you hear? That's all I'm asking. What did you hear?
Maybe hog. They be doing, they be squealing, calling.
they be doing what, Mother?
Squealing. They be hollering.
That's what we've been saying.
They be squealing and hollering. Exactly right. Exactly. See, Mother, you know, Mother, that's just the way it is. If you go past a slaughterhouse where pigs sit, you hear them in there squealing, and they be squealing so loud, and all of a sudden you hear them get quiet because they, you know, that one's gone, and the one that's in line, they be squealing. And you know what? The goat lead the hog to the slaughtering pen. The goat will lead, and he'll jump on the other side of the door, and they'll walk up in there, and the sheep and he'll walk up in there. A lot of squealing be going on in that slaughtering. So he's telling, Obadiah was telling the children of the book, this is how Esau, or translated day, as the white man and the white woman going to be cut off as you do to a slaughtering. Esau may be cut off by slaughter. And I know I've been past many slaughterhouses. I walk past them, boy, they'd be squealing up in there. You know, they should be squealing good. I mean, they'd be squealing. They got to have
something out
because all that all night, it'll mess up your sweet sleep. Now, Mother E, we'll leave it like that. What's your closing statement is behind that? You on the clock. Catch it. Special edition called Thursday. What you got to say behind that? Come on.
Just thanking the praise y'all for this class. And thank and praise Yahweh that I'm able to sit in the class. And thank and praise Yahweh for the teacher, for the seer. And thank and praise Yahweh for all of y'all got Judah and all this. Listen to the class. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Do you want to tell them anything, Mother? You got a closing thought you want to tell them to do something? Is anything you want to tell them?
Yeah, just to hold on and don't give up. Because if they give up, then they don't turn back. And the Bible said don't turn back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, boss. They tell you, mother tell you, your mother saying, my fact, mother saying, hold on, don't give up. Don't give up. Because see, in the business part, they say, if we only know, we'll deal with all that stuff. If we don't know what we got coming, and matter of fact, I got to pull a rabbit out of the hat behind me. I mean, you know, see, we have to, way the Bible unfolds, we've got to tell it where it is, you know. So, Mother, D.F. Israel, what do we tell us in 2 Enoch, 62, verse 1 and 2? See, Mother just told you, hold on. It tells you, hold on. I mean, don't let nothing interfere with you not holding on, because now Enoch will be when the time to do some damage. Esau, I will be. He said, I won't be there to stop anything, but to. I was told what gonna happen, and he said, Almighty, don't let me see what's happening when it unfolds. So, Mother, what's gonna happen that we can read in the second book of Enoch, chapter 62, verse 1, 2, and 3? And we just gonna read what Enoch say. What did Enoch say?
Well, second Enoch, chapter 62, 1, 2, and 3.
And then when you do find, put some yellow on it and put an air on it, Mother. When you do find 2 Enoch 62, pick that yellow mark out and wipe it down real good and put an air on it. But you won't be fumbling all around next time you ever come up. 2 Enoch 62, 1, 2, and 3. What does it say? 2 Enoch 62, verse 1, 2, and 3.
2 Enoch chapter 62, 1 to 3. And it reads, I think that's the right one. Blessed is the man who in his patience bring his gift with faith before Yahweh, faith, because he will find forgiveness of sin. Verse 2. But if he take back his words before the time, there is no repentance for him. And if the time pass and he doeth not of his own will perform what is promised, there is no repentance after death. Verse 3.
What?
Because there's no repentance after death. Verse 3. Because every work which man doeth before the time, outside the time he has promised it, is all deceit before men and sin before Yahweh.
Wow. You mean if my loved ones don't get this right before they shut down, regardless how much we run them out, regardless of what we think and how our memories is, when my loved ones get up, it's no wow. So we've been told that you got a second chance. No. See, that's what Christianity gonna mess you up. You got to get it right before you shut your eyes down. Once you obey the seal, when you shut your eyes down, your loved one supposed to hear that. Get it right before you shut down. Well, I can tell you now, according to the Bible, according to Enoch, what did Ezra say? I tell you what did Enoch say in 45, 1 and 2 there, Mother? And Mother Kai helped me. Ezra 7, 66 had that waiting on me. But Mother, back up to the 45th chapter, verse 1 and 2. Now, Enoch's still talking. Enoch is the seventh from heaven, from Adam. He's still talking. So in the 45th chapter, what did he say in verse 1 and 2?
The 45th chapter, verses 1 and 2.
Yes, ma'am. And take that yellow mark and wipe it over a little bit and put air on it. What did it say? 45, 1 and 2.
Whoever hurries to make offerings before Yahweh's face, why will haste that offering by giving of his works? Verse 2. But whoever increased his lamp before Yahweh's face and make a judgment that is not true, Yahweh will not increase his treasure in the realm of the highest.
what are you saying here, Mother? What is he saying? What is Enoch saying? What is he saying in verse 1?
Whoever hurries to make offerings before Yahuwah's face, Yahuwah will hasten that offering by giving of his works.
Oh, so if you're in a hurry to make you get your offering, and Yahuwah will be in a hurry to make sure you got a blessing behind you. That's what he's saying there. That's what he's saying. So if you got the urgency to make sure the alarm go up in your head, to hasten to do it, Enoch wrote that. Now, Sarah picked up on what Enoch said in the 18th chapter, Mother. Now, let's see, did he deviate anything from what Enoch said in Sarah 18:22 down to verse 25? What did he say that we can read?
Sarah 18.
Yeah, and make sure that yellow marker is working with you, and that arrow pen. And Sarah 18, verse 22 down to verse 25. Can you help me out, Mother? Be up, Israel.
Yeah. Sarah chapter 18, verse 22 to 25.
Yeah, what did it say?
Sarah chapter 18, verse 22. Let nothing hinder you. Pay your vow in due time and defer not until death to be justified. Verse 3. Before thy prayers, prepare yourself and be not as one that tempts Yahuwah. 24. Think upon the wrath that shall be at the end and the time of vengeance when he shall turn away his face. Verse 25. When thou hast enough, remember the time of hunger. And when thou art rich, think upon poverty and need.
Well, what is he saying, Mother? What is he saying? What is he saying? You know, what is he saying here? In Sirach 18:22 on verse 25. What is the seer saying? Anybody gonna help those seer out? What is he saying?
What's Titus?
I mean,
22.
Mother? But Micaiah, what is he saying? He's saying something here.
Yeah.
Anybody can help? Yeah, go see out. What is he saying?
Well, in the book of Sirach chapter 18, verse 22 down to 25, he's letting us know that we got to make sure we pay our vows, you know what I'm saying, on time. You know, be on time with Yahuwah. Don't waste no time. You know, he said, don't let nothing hinder you from doing it. He said, if you don't do what, I mean, he's saying that the wrath of Yahuwah will be at the end. He's saying that it's going to be a time of vengeance. Make sure you pay your vows.
Your vows.
Your business.
Oh, is that what he's saying? Well, maybe Tobit said it a little bit different there, Mother D.F. Israel. Maybe in a closing statement, Mother D.F. Israel. Maybe go to Tobit, and maybe Tobit said it a little bit different. Maybe he might say it a little bit different than anybody. You know, you see, everybody is saying something. What is this? What is Tobit saying in the 12th chapter of Mother D.F. Israel, 8 through 10 and 20 to 22 in a closing statement? Tobit saying then. We heard Enoch talking. He was a seer. We heard Zerah talking. He was a seer. Tobit talking. He a seer. What is he saying, Mother, in the 12th chapter, verse 8 down to verse 10, and 20 down to verse 22? Hey, Mother D of Israel, what does it say in the book of Tobit, chapter 12, 8 through 10, 29 to verse 22 in the closing statement? What is he saying?
Tobit, chapter 12, verses 8 through 10 and 20 to 22, verse 8. Prayer is good with fasting and alms and righteousness. A little with righteousness is better than much unrighteousness. It is better to give alms than to lay up gold. Verse 9. For alms do deliver from death and shall purge away all sins. Those that exercise alms and righteousness shall be filled with life. Verse 10. But they that sin are enemies to their own life. Verse 20. Now therefore give Yahweh thanks, for I go up to him that sent me, but write all things which are done in a book. Verse 21. And when they arose, they saw him no more. 22. Then they confessed the great and wonderful works of Yahweh and bowed, and how the angel of Yahweh had appeared unto them. Verses in Matthew Matthew chapter 18, verses 6 and 7. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Verse 7. Woe unto the world because of offense, for it must need be that offense come, but woe to that man or woman by whom the offense cometh. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said, woe unto the ones that love to hear or be part of offense. He said, you get the skin and grain now, but if you are an offensive player in Yahweh's words, love to be a backbiter, murmur, complainer, the man said you're gonna pay the gruesome, get a gruesome death. That's just the way it is. So, I mean, you know, we just the messenger, 6 anointed caps, came what the man said. And what the man said in 2 Ezra 7:66 there, young man, what can we read in 2 Ezra? Let's see that Ezra deviate from anything we heard from Enoch, Tobit, and Sarah. Let's see that Ezra sugarcoat anything. 2 Ezra 7:66 says what?
But the second is chapter 7, verse 66. Verse 66 reads.
66.
66. 66. Okay. Yeah, 66. Book of second is chapter 7, verse 66 reads. 66. And that he is of great mercy, for he multiplieth more and more mercy to them that are present and that are past, and also to them which are to come.
That's all we can get out of that. Maybe I need a little bit more. That's all I can get out of verse 66. How about 65 or 67? Can I get anything else out of that?
Book of Second Ezra, chapter 7, verse 65 reads.
Wait, okay, well, I'm looking for hold on, young line. Hey, young line. I'm looking for, it says, no salvation. What verse is saying no salvation?
No salvation?
Yeah, which one of the verse say that? No salvation.
Okay, I got to read down. I don't have that one on top of my head.
Okay. It got to be close around 66 where it says no salvation. Okay, fine. Don't worry. We'll leave it there till another time. What do verse 47 and 49 say? 47 and 49.
What does it say? The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 47 and verse 49. Verse 47 reads, for what profit is it for a man now in this present time to live in heaviness and after death to look for punishment? Verse 49. For what profit is it unto us if there be promise of an immortal time, whereas we have done the works that bring death?
What have we did?
We have done the works that bring death.
So the work that we have done, the work that we have done, it do what for us, young man?
It brings death.
What do it say in 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse 66 down to verse 70? What it say?
Okay. Do you still want that wall? You say 66 down to 67. You still want that one, that salvation?
Yeah, I can stand it.
Okay. The book of 2nd Esdras, chapter 7, verse 61, 66, and 67. The book of 2nd Esdras, chapter 7, verse 61 reads, that there should not be such heaviness in their destruction, as shall be joy over them that are persuaded to salvation. Verse 66, and that he is of great mercy, for he multiplied more and more mercies to them that are present and that are past, and also to them which are to come. Verse 67, for if he shall not multiply his mercies, the world would not continue with them to inherit therein.
Sixty-eight.
And he parted, for if he did not sow of his goodness, that they which have committed sins might be eased of them, the 10,000th part of man should not remain left. Verse 69. And being judged, if he should not forgive them that are cured with his word, and put out the multitude of contentions. Verse 70. There should be very few left preadventurous in an innumerable multitude.
What do you say in verse 69? What do you say in
69? 69 reads, and being judged, if he should not forgive them that are cured with his word, and put out the multitude of contention.
He said a whole lot of things, you know. I mean, everybody is agreeing what they're saying. Second Ezra 9, 12 and 13, what it say? Second Ezra, chapter 9, 12 and 13, what it say?
Book of Second Ezra, chapter 9, verse 12 and verse 13. Verse 12 reads, the same must know it after death by pain. Verse 13. And therefore, be you not curious how the unyakwali shall be punished, and when, but inquire how the righteous shall be saved, who the world is, and for whom the world is created.
So he said, we should worry about the ones that you do see keeping the Sabbath day, the ones that do wear the fringes. Because there's nothing you can do about the one that drags their feet, not keeping the Sabbath day, and not wearing the fringes, not thus says Yahweh. It's nothing you really can do for them. So he said, why don't you worry about the one that is keeping the Sabbath day, wearing the fringes, and thus says Yahweh, and get in where they fit in it. He said, put your care on that. What is that we can read? And St. John 13:15.
Go to the book of St. John, chapter 13, verse 15. Book of St. John, chapter 13, picking it up at verse 15. Verse 15 reads, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
I guess he said, I'll give you an example. He said, I'll give you an example. And what example did he give you in reading 4:16 of Luke? What example did he give you? He said, I'll give you an example. He said, what I'm on. He said, why don't you be on what I'm on? I'll give you an example. What is the example in 4:16 of Luke?
Book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 16, reads, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the temple on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read.
So he'll give you an example. And what did Paul say in 18 verse 4 of Acts? So Yahuwah the Son said, I'll give you an example. He said, I personally had Paul to be fitted up to receive me through him. And Paul in 18 verse 4, let's see what he said in Acts 18 verse 4. What did Paul say?
The book of Acts chapter 18 verse 4. Verse 4 reads, and he reasoned in the temple every Sabbath and persuaded Yada Judah, the Jews and the Greeks.
And the Greeks is northern kingdom. So, Paul's on the same, I mean, everybody is doing the same thing. So, St. John chapter 8, verse 10 and 11 says what? What does St. John chapter 8, verse 10 and 11 say?
Okay, going over to the book of St. John, chapter 8, we want verses 10, and we want verse 11. Verse 10 reads, when Yahuwah the Son had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those your accusers? No man condemned you? Verse 11. He said, no man, Yahuwah. And Yahuwah the Son said unto her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.
Take that, sucker. It's a mandatory. Look here. I can't tell you. I'm going to tell you something. St. John 5:14. Now, what was all this going on at St. John 5:14?
The book of St. John, chapter 5, verse 14. Verse 14 reads, afterward, Yahuwah the Son findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, you are made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto you.
Hey, that sucker. He hit this man the same. Did anybody hit the man the same? So listen, we show you what time it is. It's up to you to make a judgment call to take 147. Romans 9, verse 7 says what? He said, Romans 9, 7. He says, up to you on take 147, review it over, make your lesson sure according to what the take saying. Romans 9, 7, what it say?
The book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, who goeth a warfare in time at his own charge, who planted a vineyard and eateth not of the fruit thereof, or who feedeth a flock and eateth not of the milk of the flock.
You see that? So the man talking good. Let's wrap it up in Revelation chapter 20, 12 through 14, and close the statement. We'll catch you on a special edition called Thursday evening at Young Lions. Revelation 20, 12 down to verse 14. The man is talking. So, I'm who all you 500,000 plus reviews take 147. Revelation 20, 12 through 14, a closing statement. Catch you tomorrow. Catch you all mothers. Catch your mothers, elders, everybody tomorrow at 6 o'clock. That's this call Thursday evening. Close it out. Revelation 20, 12 through 14, closing statement. You're on the line. Bring it. Come on.
The book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 12 to 14. Verse 12 reads, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before Yahuwah. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. Verse 13, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and the death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. Verse 14. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.